Today, let's take a look at the future perfect continuous tense and how it can be effectively used in the IELTS exam to explain what will be happening at a particular point in time in the future. Firstly, how do we make the future perfect continuous tense? Basically, it is made in the following way: will plus have or not have plus been plus the ing verb. So how do we use the future perfect continuous tense? Basically, it is used to show how long an activity or situation has been in progress before a specified time in the future. We usually mention the length of time. For example, by the end of the month, I'll have been studying at this school for 4 years. Now let's check out how the future perfect continuous tense can be used in a real IELTS-style Task 1 writing task. Check out the bar chart, then try and complete the sentences using the future continuous tense. 1. 12 students will be watching TV on Saturday afternoon. 2. The students won't be reading books on Saturday. 3. The largest group of students will be playing computer games this Saturday afternoon. 4. A similar number of students will be doing sport and studying this weekend. 5. A very small number of students will be resting this weekend. 6. Approximately 15 students will be seeing friends this weekend. Okay, guys, so anytime you get a chart that depicts something happening in the future, you can use the future perfect continuous tense to describe it. It's definitely a great way to show off your knowledge of future time. And if you use it in the appropriate situation, you can get a high mark for your grammar criteria. If you need to know more about writing awesome IELTS tasks, please visit my website at www.goldcoastielts.com. You can also check out my podcast there or here at anchor.fm/AnthonySchultz9. I have podcasts, a blog, and all the Cambridge exams for you to practice online along with MP3s. The main services I offer are an IELTS Google Classroom and IELTS coaching face-to-face in Southport or online. See you soon.